Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.
Hey everyone, Aaron Noonan here. Welcome again to another episode of Repco Supercars Weekly as we take a look at what's going on in the Repco Supercars Championship, which at the moment is still being led by Shane Van Gisbergen. Nothing's changed since last week, no racing. But there have been some cars on track. I'll cover off that in just a few moments. Before we bowl into it too far, great news for fans of supercars in the Northern Territory. The Darwin Merlin Triple Crown is now a three-day event. It was two. It's now expanding to three. So that event that comes up in June, we'll see the supercars hit the track on Friday for a couple of practice sessions. Big support cast in the house for that weekend. Stadium Super Trucks, the Australian Superbike Championship. Great to have the two-wheelers back with the supercars as well. And then the local category that's improved production, Commodore Cup and the like, mixing it up for a big weekend up in Darwin. Now, last week, we did see some supercars on track. The Bend Motorsport Park in South Australia hosted a rookie drivers and teams day for first or second year drivers. So there were a handful of drivers eligible to turn laps. Both the Erebus drivers, Will Brown and Brody Kostecki, Bryce Fullwood from Walkinshaw Andretti United, Jack Smith from Brad Jones Racing, and the Matt Stone Racing pair of Jake Kostecki and Zane Goddard, as well as their Super 2 driver, Aaron Seaton, son of Glenn, having his first drive of a main game car. Of course, he's driving an MSR prepared Dunlop Super 2 series car, the Super 2 series next in action at Winton at the end of May. So great to see some of the young guns getting some laps at the Bend last week to keep their eye in ahead of the next round, which is actually at the Bend, the OTR Super Sprint at the Bend, May 8 to 9. It comes up next weekend. We'll have a full preview next week on Repco Supercars Weekly. Bit of news around the Repco Bathurst 1000 as well. Tickets are now on sale for the great race. If you head to tickettech.com.au, all 8 campgrounds are available to be booked. Can't wait to get back to the mountain. I personally missed the race last year because of COVID. Hanging to get back there for the 2021 edition of the Repco Bathurst 1000. And an additional car will be on the grid, a wild card from 888 Race Engineering. Russell Engle, the enforcer, is making a return for the first time since 2016 for Russell. He will team with young Brock Feeney, the Super 2 driver from 888, who drove alongside James Courtney in last year's Bathurst 1000. They'll drive a third 888 prepared car alongside the Red Bull Ampol cars. Age gap, significant. Well, depending on which birth certificate or age of Russell Engle you listen to, it's 38 or 39 years gap between the two drivers. Either way, it doesn't matter. It is a record in the supercars era for a gap in age between drivers. Jim Richards had a few of those records with various drivers from previous years, with Ryan Briscoe and Dean Canto and James Courtney. But this pairing has absolutely smashed that record. So Engle and Feeney on the grid later in the year at the Repco Bathurst 1000. Tickets now on sale for the great race. Head to tickettech.com.au. Don't forget the garage. Head to repco.com.au for our Kiwi friends, repco.co.nz. It's your digital destination for all things motorsport and automotive. There's exclusive competitions. There's exclusive content. Follow the garage. It's the place to be online. Tell you what, something I'd like in my garage, Pete Gagan's 1967 Mustang. It's being auctioned. Three-time Australian Touring Car Championship winning car, won in 67, 68 and 69. Mega valuable car, mega valuable. This will go for huge bucks. It's being auctioned with an auction that ends on May the 9th. There's more details if you head to our v8sleuth.com Bob.au website for what's going on with that. It's being auctioned alongside one of the ex-Bob Jane Monaro GDS 350. So some impressive cars from Australian motorsport history of what's now the Repco Supercars Championship, but of course back in those days was the Australian Touring Car Championship. Now, regular listeners of Repco Supercars Weekly will know that we go to On This Day, we take a look back in the history files and see what was going on this day. And in 1997, got to rewind a fair way, April the 27th, it was round three of the Shell Australian Touring Car Championship for V8 Supercars at the time. Glenn Seaton, the eventual champion, clean swept the day. Three wins from three starts in the sprint races into Ford Credit Falcon EL. Who else was on the podium, I hear you ask? John Bow and Mark Scaife, making a rare run in that year's championship. Of course, Gibson Motorsport without a naming rights sponsor for the majority of it. The top five for the day on points rounded out by Russell Engel and Tony Longhurst. Greg Murphy was the pole sitter for the Holden Racing team, but had the diff fail, leaving the grid on the warm-up lap for race one, so he didn't start that one and had to claw his way back through the progressive grid over the course of the day. So there you go. On this day, April 27, it was a Seato day, three from three for the 97 Australian Touring Car Champion. Of course, the next round of the Repco Supercars Championship is next weekend, May 8 to 9, the OTR Super Sprint at the Bend Motorsport Park in South Australia. One sprint race on Saturday for the supercars, two more to come on the Sunday. We will have a full preview next week on Repco Supercars Weekly as we take a look at some of the stats, the facts, the numbers that you need to consider ahead of our first visit to South Australia. It feels really strange going to South Australia for a supercars event for the first time in a calendar year in May. No Adelaide 500. Ooh, it's no good. It's no good. Anyway, don't forget too, every Wednesday we have our regular V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. This week, this week's a good one. This week's great. Jack Perkins in the studio. We've sat down with Jack to take a look at his career, the restorations of the Perkins race cars, and how we're working together on our book that is featuring every Perkins car. It's a must listen with plenty of insight from his career driving. And he reveals the team that he dreamt of driving for. And it wasn't Perkins Engineering. That's Jack Perkins on the V8 Sleuth podcast on Wednesday. Thanks for joining us for Repco Supercars Weekly. We'll be back next Tuesday with another edition of Repco Supercars Weekly and a full preview of the OTR Super Sprint. We'll chat to you then.
Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds, you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.